Hi. This is like how I start all of my voice memos to like my best friend, which is so funny because now y'all are cued in on my voice memo, on my voice memo voice. Hi. Me again. But really, so this episode, as you can see, is with one of my favorite people on the entire planet. Okay. Sorry to everyone else. With my favorite person on the entire planet. This is JP Hubs, everybody. I just love him so much. He's just my partner in crime and my person who has gotten me through everything that has been the last 4.5 years that we've been together. It's pretty wild, especially while I've been recording all of these different things. We've been in the middle of like basically getting me a diagnosis as to why my body has been just giving out on me for the last however many years, for the last 4.5 years, basically, since we've been together. And he has just stood by me through all of that. He's an incredible human being and an incredible musician, piano player, music, creative, all of the things. He's got a wild, wild brain that I just love so much. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with my favorite person. This is JP Hubs, everybody.
Talking to normal people.
Okay. Check. We're going to see if this works. Andy, I'm sorry if it doesn't. Oh my God. That was a hawk. I've never seen a hawk out of that window before. I guess like you already know this, but the listeners don't. But
oh, we started?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Gotcha. Should have made you say something.
Are you going to introduce me?
Awful. Yeah, in a second. But I have a thing where like since my grandfather died, I see hawks all the time. So if anyone wants to reach out to me and tell me what that means, that would be great. Because I still don't know. But how cool is this that we're doing it from our house?
Woo, 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 woo.
So this is JP.
That is me.
That is you.
Me.
You are
Bean.
Me. For sure. So tell me why you were nervous to do this. He was so nervous.
I was nervous. I got less nervous as it got closer.
Okay.
But I have never done one, so.
Oh, my God.
First time for everything.
You've never done a podcast? I guess
most
not.
Most people haven't done a podcast.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Most normal people.
That's fair. That's what I feel like about, like everyone in our life is getting married right now. And so everyone, like, has to, like, is, like, doing their hair and makeup and, like, getting all this stuff done. And I'm just like, oh, I do this like all the time for shows. And then I realized I was like, oh, because normal people aren't getting dressed up often. And then I was like, yeah. Oh, I am.
How do we fix that? Is that a problem or is that just the way?
For me?
No, for like the general public.
Oh, the train is definitely coming. We just sat down. I think that we need to have like more cool dress up events for adults.
Like,
you got to talk it into the mic, bro.
Like like masquerade balls.
Ugh,
and Comic-Con.
I would die.
And Ren Faire. And
I know. We were supposed to go to the Ren Faire, but then I couldn't move.
Yeah, it was a mobility issue that prevented us for sure.
Correct. You talking right now, you sound like you're talking to your uncle.
Do I?
Yes. Yes,
why,
it was a mobility issue for sure. This is kind of weird because like we're sitting here on our couch, but like we have microphones in front of us. Like if the mics weren't in front of us, what would we be talking about right now? That's a lie. We would be watching Arcane.
Yeah, that's probably watching Arcane or the Great British Baking Show or doing the New York Times games on our phones.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I had a thought the other day. I kind of said this out loud to you, but I keep thinking about it, where I would always look at couples who were like out in public on their phones together. Mm. And I'd be like, boo, like, you guys suck as a couple. And then the other night we were just in bed and I was playing fucking solitaire cash. I'm addicted. I think I'm actually addicted.
That's okay, as long as you can figure out how to manage the money, because I've got more money than you, and I play about a quarter of the time that you do.
I know, you have like $20 in your account, and I literally have $2 in my account right now.
But keep going on your thought.
Oh, yeah. But my thought was that I was thinking, like, it's actually really nice to just, like, sit here and do our thing. But, like, we're just next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can still just, like, be kind of in my, like, I need to zone out a little bit and play this stupid solitaire cash game. But you can also be, like, with me while I do that. And it's actually kind of nice.
It is nice. Yeah. Our house apartment thing that we currently live in is pretty spread out. So I have my games downstairs and my piano downstairs. So I spend a lot of time down there and you are up here, and sometimes it feels
so lonely.
Yeah,
like, we're so far away.
So lonely.
I'm so, so lonely. How do you know that song? I have nobody on my own. What is that?
Wasn't it sampled by like a 2000s artist?
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Lonely. Yeah, it was all like, whoa. Lonely. That's the key, I think. I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. Yeah, that's right. I'm like, we're definitely clipping.
Clip this.
Clip this, bitch.
You can swear on these?
We can do whatever I want.
Oh.
Yeah. Which, yes, includes swearing.
So circling back, we do have a vision where we get all of my games. I currently play a lot of PC games, mostly Overwatch, and some Xbox and some Switch, but it'd be nice to have it all in a localized position or place so we can hang out together, even if we're doing separate things.
Yeah.
Here comes the choo-choo.
Oh, God. Should we stop?
We'll be right back after these messages.
Talking to normal people. Yeah.
Can you hear it in your headphones?
Yeah, I definitely can. Ooh, is that a short one?
Hey, we're
usually
back.
That does mean another one is coming, though. Andy, you can definitely cut this out.
Oh, no, it's still
no,
there.
No, it's still going.
It's low. There's, it's
like, oh,
really
it's just
low.
Thinking you just can't see the cars. See. All right, we'll pause. We'll pause.
Got family?
Let's see if... okay, we're still kind of like checking the levels. Honestly, keep talking.
I am talking, but I am singing. Where is the line? I think it's blurred. Is this talking or is this singing? I'm kind of singing with a little tone. Talking and singing are very close, but they're different. There has to be a line somewhere. Maybe we'll find it, or maybe we won't, but that is a question that I can bear.
Check one, two, and... Oh, we seem like maybe our levels are a little more even now.
Yeah. Okay. We're even.
Somehow
even.
That like, feels
yeah,
better.
Yeah, call me Stevens.
I definitely want to get Chinese food. Ugh, we shouldn't. God damn it.
We got to grill that chicken. Can we do both? How do we do both?
No. If we're going to do it, you just got to do it. You know?
The storm's passed.
What is that?
I don't know.
The storm's
passed. Oh, you know what?
I
saw on the... when we were scrolling through the channel guide at my parents' house the other day. Did you ever watch the movie Stardust?
No. What is that?
That shocks me. It was... I don't think it was a Disney movie, but it was... And I think maybe we've watched clips of it before or some of it, but... It's like a little. I'm gonna butcher this and try and remember what it's about. But it's like a this kid who's an apprentice to maybe this other kid, or maybe he's just like a poor orphan boy. I don't think he's an orphan though. I think he has guardians.
You can be an orphan and still have guardians.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think the parents really matter or come into play, or maybe they do. I don't know.
Okay.
But there is a they like live in this little village. And they're, like, not supposed to go outside of the perimeter. There's a fence there.
Not the Hills Have Eyes.
No, is that the prop, the plot know. Of that? I've never seen that.
There is like a movie. I think it's The Hills Have Eyes, where like the people can't leave the perimeter. But anyway,
no, that's
going.
What
is that?
That's The Village.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
Okay, back to my story.
Yeah.
Can't leave the perimeter. And there's kind of like a little, not there's like this wizard person maybe that kind of guards it, or maybe not.
Okay.
Anything I say could or
is
could
he a
not,
wizard or a person?
It could or could not have happened.
Okay.
But a comet or meteor comes down, or something comes down, right? And they see it fall. And this kid like breaks out to go like investigate what the thing is, and like, finds this like, magical stone. And then the other people are looking for the stone, and then turns out something else happens, and there's a king. And
is there a romantic element? Does this kid who goes to discover the thing find
probably.
Like a fairy princess?
Yeah, probably.
That would be the only way I would have watched it as a child.
Yeah, the princess was the star that fell from the sky.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, love that. I would have wanted to be here for Halloween.
It sounds good.
Let me amend. I would have wanted to be her. Not just for Halloween. I'm lying. I said that in my brain. What?
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 We'll watch it someday.
That sounds great. I would love to. And that like nostalgic just kind of 90s factor.
Yes, it definitely would be that.
Love that. That's great. But yeah, so welcome to the podcast. This is the podcast. It's very like it's like I'm trying to keep it chill, I guess, you know.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. You literally like looked at me and you were like, why would you want to interview me? And I'm like, because you're one of the most important people in my life. So I have to.
Appreciate that.
Also,
you too.
Thanks. Also, not for nothing, the people love us.
Do they?
Just saying. Yeah.
I don't think we're allowed to say that.
It's my podcast. I can say whatever I want. No, actually, Sky told me that.
I can say what I want to. Who told you that?
Say what I want to. Say what I want to. Sky told me that. Sky told me that like the people love us.
Oh.
Sky was the one who told me that we need to start up.
For being a voice of the people.
And the starter of, and the photographer of our entire relationship.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like some of the only photos we have together are ones that Sky took.
Or ones that strangers take of us on stage.
Yeah, I guess also that. And some not strangers. Kiki's taken a lot of photos of us on stage.
Yeah, that's true. Love you, Kiki.
Love
you.
Kiki. Gotta have her on the pod. Gotta have her. So I guess let's talk about let's talk about the last couple weeks, because they've been pretty rough. For me, I guess we're making this like a couples therapy session right now, because I just like the last couple weeks I've just been like,
we're going back to,
I've just been like super sick.
Where?
Well, like I've just been like, I haven't been able to walk.
Yeah, but where are we starting?
Just the last couple weeks.
Two weeks exactly.
Like, I guess. What? Why are you being so weird right now? Like, you know that you're being recorded and you're being weird.
I'm just trying to figure out.
I'm being
what
normal.
We're talking about.
I'm trying to ask you how it feels being on your side of being the kind of more caretaker in our relationship sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, how has that felt? Because what people probably don't know is like we started like seeing each other in like November of 2020-ish, and then like started dating officially in January of 2021, and then I got COVID in March.
Yeah.
So it was like, and then like that changed my entire life. And then basically our...
I haven't changed for the better.
What is that remix version?
For good.
You got to make sure that mic stays on your mouth. Yeah.
The mic is on my mouth.
But I just think about our relationship and I just like can't believe like from day fucking one, we have just been through the ringer.
Yeah.
And then there was like a moment, it was like 2021. Yeah, like March of 2021. And then in October, we like took a break that we like don't ever talk about.
Took a break. It was a break. It was like a week.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe a week. It was like 5 days.
To me,
days.
It felt like a lifetime. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you feel different about it then than you do now? Does it feel easier?
The relationship in general?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was heavy.
I know.
It was really heavy.
I know.
It was a lot. So I was like, oh, here's this cute girl. We'll just like go have like a fun like thing. It'll be like a fun thing, a fun fling.
LOL.
And it was like, rah, here is the world and the relationship.
God. Yeah.
Not without its, you know, lovely parts, of course.
I know. I felt like our first few months were really great and fun.
Yeah.
I was having a lot of fun.
I was too.
We were just like hiking and we went to that place in Vermont and...
Oh, yeah. And we stumbled upon the... was it Ossible
Chasm? Ossible Chasm. That was when we did mushrooms.
completely by happenstance that we booked an Airbnb in winter Vermont. And
we brought with us your mom's frozen lasagna and a bean, like a multi-color, multi-veggie bean dip and chips.
Yeah.
And we said, we're going to go do mushrooms. And you were like, we got to have food prepped. Yeah. And then you were eating, we did the mushrooms and you were eating the lasagna and you were like eating this lasagna. You're like, I got to tell my mom about how amazing her lasagna is.
It was good. It was good. I wish, we should do that again and we can meal prep.
So much better now.
Yeah. Just our own food. Like,
yeah,
you know, just.
Cause now what people don't know about you is you're a great cook now.
I wouldn't say I'm a great
cook. You're a great cook.
I would say I can cook things.
You can cook things and you are a great cook. He makes the best chicken. Your chicken is so good. I could give a shit about chicken. I could go my whole life and never eat chicken again. And I'm just like, I'll just eat black beans and chickpeas and lentils. Mm. but it's probably good for me to have you making me chicken. And I get to be your taste tester.
I will say... that what I've realized with cooking for me at least is that 80% of cooking is just whether or not you actually put the effort into doing it. I think there's probably a huge skill gap after that for skills that come in and the technical side of cooking, which like I don't really understand or know, but you know, have deep respect for. But I just follow recipes, you know, like
I know. I feel like that's like what I like to explain to people, too, who are like, I'm a terrible cook. I'm like, literally just follow the recipe. That's all you have to do.
Yeah. And there's like little things in those, you know, in there. If you do them enough, you'll pick up like, oh, if I'm doing this, I need to have the heat a little lower or have it a little higher or do this a little longer or this process takes
it
a little longer
time.
Than I want to. Yeah. So
there's but like you're, those little you're things. But you're also like... good at giving yourself grace for that, because like how many times have you been like, play games with me, and I'm like, no, I'm terrible at them, and you're like, because you have to play them and get better, and I'm just like, no, I need to be good at it right now.
Yes. Yeah, there's similarity in that for sure.
And you're like, no, it just like takes time to get like good at things, and you are like willing to take that time. I just want to be good at it right now.
Well,
it's really hard
I'm
for me to not
be
good
the
at
time
something
when there's like a high chance of the outcome being really good, right?
Which so like, with food, it's like it's like instant gratification,
right? And you know right away. And if you're following a recipe that, you know, whether I don't know, I've made some soups or stews or whatever it is, where it's like, okay,
he loves
you,
a stew.
I do. Where like you marinate the meat and then you have to saute the vegetables and then you have like two different pans going at once and then you like finally put it together and then you add more things and then it has to like simmer for another. Right, so like the whole thing could take 6 or 7 hours, which is an investment.
Yeah.
Right? And then you try it and you either go.
That time that you put so much cornstarch in that one.
Oh my gosh.
That was your first foray.
No, not my first foray.
Cornstarch.
Oh, in cornstarch, yes. I don't remember what I was making, but I.
It was a beef stew.
Oh, it was a beef stew. Grossly overestimated the amount.
I was just like, it's so good.
You should never lie to me like that.
No, it was good though. Just a little too much cornstarch.
I would like to do that again.
But it had the red wine. God, it was so good.
Yeah. I remember the first, and this was 2017, 2018. And I was living in Glens Falls working at Grace Note, which used to be Tribune Media, paper, and whatnot. And then they kind of moved into the online space, entertainment data.
That's right. That's like a whole period of your life.
Yeah, it was fine. I just didn't want to sit in an office for the next 35 years, you know?
Yeah. No, which, I do know.
yeah. Which I remember just I've told this so many times to you, but going on a walk with a coworker, and occasionally there'd be like, you know, they'd have a celebration for an anniversary, and it'd be like, so-and-so has been here for 5 years or 10 years or 15 years or 20 or 25 years or 30 years, you know, and going on a walk with a coworker, and they were like, oh, yeah, I started working here just as a summer job like you are, and now I've been here for 27 years. Yeah, and I was like, okay, wow.
God.
Which, absolutely nothing wrong with that, because if you just need a job that you can bear, that's going to pay your bills and
correct.
Live a stable life and support your family, like, all the power to you. But that is not what I was looking for at the time. I just was like, I need more actual music in my life, and blah, 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 went on and went back to school, and here I am. But during that time, I was living in Glens Falls. I wasn't really cooking. I'm not sure. I can't even recall what I was eating. I was probably eating a lot of burritos and quesadillas and stuff I still make today, but on a probably weirder scale. I did have a crock pot though, and I made.
We still have that crock pot. I think that's the crock pot we have. We took it from your parents. Yeah.
Wow. So I made a soup. It was probably like a pasta fagioli kind of thing.
When the stars make you drool, just like.
Yeah, meat, veggies, meat, broth, pasta. So this was like my first time doing this. I didn't know that you're not supposed to put the pasta in the beginning. You're supposed to add it in later.
Yes.
You know, and so I bought all these vegetables and all of this meat.
So excited.
And all this broth, and probably would have had enough food for the week, and put the pasta in at the beginning, cooked it for, you know, however long, 4 or 6 hours or whatever, and go to have some for dinner. And I'm going to take it to lunch. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take this to lunch for the whole week. And it is just all the pasta has disintegrated into it. And it's just this slimy goop.
Ew.
And I tried. Oh. I did take some the next day for lunch. I was like, I have to.
I can do this.
And I was I can't.
No.
So that was my first really big cooking blunder. Do you remember yours?
My first really big cooking blunder was the pancakes I made for you.
Oh my God. No way.
No, truly, yes. 100%.
I still think they were fine.
No, you were being too nice. That was the first time we'd ever had a weekend away. We weren't even officially dating yet. You were just being so nice to me. God, they were so bad.
They probably were.
They were like blueberry pancakes.
If you don't know, Angelina is supposedly, I haven't yet glimpsed this, famous for her pancakes, so much that she has Angelina's Pancake House, which is an institution that has closed its doors to me.
I don't know what it is. Anytime I make this man fucking pancakes, they turn out like trash. I swear to God. Carolyn and Sky and my whole family can vouch for the fact that my pancakes rock. Except for you. I literally have a recipe book with
is there undertones with that?
No, there's no undertones with that.
No.
No. I love you and I just want to make you pancakes.
I think your second cooking blender was the...
Oh, God, what?
The adobo.
Holy motherfucking... Oh, my God. Which,
I
okay.
I don't remember what you were yes. making, but...
We were making those chicken burritos, and for whatever reason, in God's name, I put the entire can of adobo pepper into this mix, and I was eating it.
One pepper.
You're literally supposed to use one pepper and like a tablespoon of the juice, and I put it's a whole 6 ounce can, I think.
Yeah. It was probably like 5 or 6 peppers, and then the whole.
Yeah, and like all the seeds and all the juice that goes with it, and I literally was eating it. I have never had an experience like that where it was so spicy. I got mad. I was eating it and I was like, like by the time you got home, I was like, I'm so fucking rah, rah, rah. And then I was like, oh, I'm just mad because this food is so spicy. It was crazy. I've never felt like that in my life. Yeah, that was definitely a big cooking blunder. Big one. But like, we haven't had one in a while. And like, it's also like, you know what I'm a little bit better at than you though in the cooking world is like
fine.
Yeah. That's valid.
I'm trying to clean as I go, but I'm not very good at it.
Yeah. No, it's okay. And honestly, I am completely fine with you cooking and me cleaning. Like, I am beyond fine with that. Like, you just make the food and then I just have to clean up after. Like, oh my God, that's a godsend. I love that. But then also sometimes I have been lately, you've been doing a lot of the cooking and I've just been doing a lot of the cleaning. And lately when I get to cook, I'm like, oh, I forget I love this and it feels really good.
Yeah. Hey, you can cook at any point.
Valid.
I'm not gatekeeping that.
Valid. No, not gatekeeping that. But you know, and it was funny. I was like on Reddit the other day and I was like scrolling through. Also, I wish I had my phone so I could take a picture of what you look like right now.
Just why do I look
straight
chill?
You look so chill. Straight up lounging. The microphone is on a stand. Like he is laying down and the microphone is pointing into the sky, like into his mouth, like parallel to the roof.
Yeah.
You're just ultimate chill. But what was I saying?
I don't know. You read something on Reddit.
I was on Reddit and there were like all these girls on there and they were asking this question, like, what is in like a like ultimate no for you in a relationship? And so many of these women were like, I will not do my boyfriend's laundry. I will not clean up after him. I will not do these things. And it's so funny because like when I came into this relationship, those were all like hard no's for me. Like I was like, I am not his mother. I am not picking up his clothes. I'm not doing his laundry. I'm not like cleaning his dishes, whatever. But like, it's so funny because then you get into a relationship and then like, I don't know, like the balance, like I feel like our balance has just figured itself out where like, yeah, you'll be doing the cooking. And then I'm like, well, he's cooking. I'll just throw in a load of laundry and like, I'll do the laundry. And we have all this laundry sitting in a corner in our room. So like he's cooking. I'll just stop and fold it for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like all these things that I had hard no's on that I'm just like, no, like actually being in a relationship is like being flexible. And I think that maybe you have those hard no's because you have like, maybe you have trauma around them or something, or just like bad experiences with them in the past. But it's like, once you get into a healthy relationship, then it's just like, there aren't, like, I don't really have hard no's with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, no, like, we have to be flexible because we're two people. Like, even though you do a lot of the cooking, some weeks you're busier and some weeks I'm busier. So sometimes you just have to, like, do the other person's things that maybe are the other person's, like, jobs, in quotes. Sometimes you just like, you pick up the slack for each other. Cause sometimes like, you know, you had that huge audition like a few weeks ago and then it was like, okay, I know JP's going to be out of commission cause he's just going to be practicing for the next 4 weeks. So like, I'll just pick up the slack for a while. And then like, you know, last week I like literally was sitting on the couch and couldn't move cause my knee hurt so bad. And you were just like doing everything, you know?
That's how it works. You do what you gotta do when you gotta do it.
Yeah. So I guess that brings us back actually to my like initial question.
Which was?
Which is kind of like, I guess I'm looking at you like validate my feelings.
Okay. I don't remember where
just
we
like,
started.
Validate
or how
me.
We got here.
Validate me in the way that I'm like, am I a burden to you? Because like
No.
Oh. That was cute. But I just feel like sometimes it's like coming from my side and just like dealing with like all of the chronic issues I've had. Like, it's like, that's what I can sometimes just, it can feel like for me on my end is that I'm just like, or it can have the energy that I did at the beginning of our relationship where I'm just like, oh my God, I'm too much. And he like can't handle it. And he's like, gonna need a break or have to go or whatever, you know, there's still that.
I gotta go.
4 years into this thing.
I gotta go. I think, I mean, it's nowhere near where it was in the beginning.
That's also countless
sleepless nights and just the anxiety and the fear and being exhausted.
Yeah, I remember that time,
and
my anxiety diagnosis.
not being able to sleep and then we're both tired and then it, you know, it just like snowballs and I mean, every now and again, it, you know, when you got your gallbladder taken out or like,
God,
when these other things happen or like your knee or your shoulder or like things kind of compound. And it does feel reminiscent of that time.
Yeah.
But I think we both have learned and grown and figured out how to maneuver through that.
Yeah.
In a way that we might not have been able to 4 years ago.
Yeah. Also, because we just like we just know each other and can read each other better too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's also the thing of just like, yeah, you can kind of read like right now, like I desperately need you. And then I can also kind of read like, hey,
I gotta go.
Yeah. I gotta go. I've been turned into a cow.
Can I go home?
You're dismissed. But yeah, and I just feel like sometimes when I think about our relationship, it makes me sad that I'm like, we never got like a honeymoon period. Because in what was supposed to be our honeymoon period, I was debilitatingly, is that a word?
Yeah.
Ill.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was hard. That was really hard, for you and for me. And
I know.
For us, and here we are.
I know.
But maybe we stood the test of time.
But then, like, maybe we didn't get a honeymoon at the beginning, but the whole rest of our relationship is honeymoon. How about that?
Wow, sounds sweet.
Sounds pretty sweet.
Like honey.
Sweet.
Because you shine like the moon.
Keep going. This is our whole relationship, honestly.
Yeah, she pulls my toes.
I am pulling out his toes right now.
Nice sing songs. It's like a jukebox,
Christ.
But you gotta pull my toe.
Ding. Go. No, he's not gonna sing one.
Yeah.
Well, you did just get your first pedicure a couple of weeks ago, though.
That I did.
You
and
did.
It was so stressful.
Oh my God. Oh.
It was so stressful.
I'm so mad about that.
And then,
God, I'm
although
so
I was
mad
a little
that.
Nervous. My feet are so big and hairy. And the lady had to.
Yeah, you have man feet.
Yeah, the lady had to put the like chair back to like a longer setting so my leg could fit there. And then they tie the little bag thing around your feet and she couldn't tie it around my feet. And then. they took us without a reservation,
God.
And then 10 minutes in, this woman and child, we think they were like a niece, nephew kind of, or niece and aunt situation, came in, and they had a appointment on the books for like 10 minutes after we got there, and these people took us, and they didn't have enough staff, and so they were trying to do like all four of our pedicures at the same time, but
with two people and one person who came later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't do it. And I was so stressed out. And I was sitting
God.
Next to this lady and I was just like, I'm sorry. They took us without a reservation. And they said like we could do it. And I didn't know that you were going to be here.
like you looking at her like, we didn't know you were going to be here. We're sorry that they took us.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
No.
But
I felt that
cool.
too.
You know, they cheese grated my feet and that was pretty gnarly, but my feet felt so smooth.
Yeah. They were so nice.
Yeah. Like a, Like a lathered up balloon.
Like a lathered up balloon. Like a lathered up balloon?
Yeah.
Ew. You That's know. Not what your feet look or feel like.
I would hope they wouldn't look like that. I would have Definitely a hard not. Time finding shoes.
Oh my God, it's true. Can you tell me what your favorite part of music is?
Feeling it. The feeling.
The feeling. Feeling,
man. It's the all about feeling, the feeling. Hold on, let me rip this tube. The feeling, man.
Oh my God.
The feeling, yeah, whether I'm playing it or listening to it. I think that's it. I love when I feel like I know what an artist was going for. I think that's really cool. I love when I know that an artist is saying what they want to say or has a vision for like for what they're going for. That's really cool to me. So I love that part of it. I love creating, although I struggle with that in my own regards. The playing is really, really, really fun when you can detach yourself from like a judgment free zone of yourself and just like play for the sake of it, because it is play,
yeah,
right?
I did
so
see,
like you
yeah.
can stay in that play zone. That's
it's literally
that's,
playing music,
yeah, that's yeah. that's the best place to be. Again, like I love and I think the feeling part of it can come from listening or from playing. And it's kind of the same place, I think. So getting to that place regardless is the best.
Yeah, agreed. You're way better at that than I am.
At what?
Sitting and freely playing. Like, but you're just so good at it because you have like, you just have like that. Like I tell people all the time, I'm like, I play piano, but JP is a piano player. Like when I think about you, I'm just like, that is absolutely what you were put down on this earth to do.
Yeah, you'd think I'd be better at it then.
Stop. I can't. No. No way. We probably have like 5 minutes before the landlord comes.
Our landlord changing our AC units, cooling system.
Yeah, our central air. He's got to like finish the duct work on part of it. Right now it's all rigged up with just like cardboard.
And duct tape. It looks crazy.
Oh my God. Hey.
But it's worked. It really has worked the last couple of days.
Happy to have AC.
Would have been melting.
Yeah, we've been in the middle of like a massive upstate New York heat wave. It's been terrible.
Like country pretty much.
Yeah, I guess whole country. Yeah, I did see. Oh my God, I saw. Oh, I'm trying to like hit him, and he's pulling away. I did see this TikTok the other day, and this guy was like, "Will someone please tell Aelin Ashraver Galathinius to stop with the heat up in here?" Which is the character from Throne of Glass.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, "Yeah." And it was just like so funny, and he was like definitely in like Central America, and I was like, oh, it's happening everywhere right now. Like, everyone's in a heat wave. Do you see people who are losing power
because of the heat?
Yes, because everyone's just like running. Everything's running
all the time.
Yeah,
wow,
it's just crazy.
I
was like,
a car
that
caught on fire in like a parking lot. They had to go and hose it down with the fire. With the
oh my God,
fire extinguisher and everything.
That's crazy.
People cooking eggs outside.
It's so hot outside, I swear you could fry an egg.
What is that?
Who do you think it is?
John Craigie?
No.
Oh. Ryan Moblo?
No.
Ryan LaMontagne?
No.
Rob LaMontagne?
No.
Ben
That's
Folds.
A joke. No. Really think about it. And it was
so hot outside. Kermit. The Muppets.
No.
Oh.
But honestly, it's canon for me. Nope.
Sing it one more time.
And it was so hot outside. I swear. You could fry an egg.
Is it Dave?
Yes.
Oh my God. Is that a real song?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Is it called Breakfast with Dave?
No. And you loved Dave when we saw Dave, okay? You left and you looked at me and Jackson and you said, I like Dave. That's exactly what you did.
I can like him and not like him at the same time.
Oh my God. Anyway. It's so well, hard. I swear I can find it. Okay, we are not going to be that podcast that makes fun of Dave Matthews, okay? We're not doing it.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, thank you for doing this.
Of course, anytime.
Also, for anyone who doesn't know, JP wrote the theme song, which is so exciting, and I think it's just so cool, and I love it. I was just like, hey, can you do this? And he took, like, a day, and he did it. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so, yeah, so you have him to thank for that.
I wrote it. If you don't like it, then...
Everyone will love it. It's perfect. So yeah. So if you want to learn more about JP, you can find him at JPiano on all the things. And he has funny things and he has beautiful things. All the things are just there for you to hear, for your ears and for your eyes. There's some funny stuff there too. So JP's a regular content creating comedian.
Not regular, I would say. Pretty inconsistent.
Stop. We're all inconsistent about it. But, well, no. Thank you for being here. And thanks for being my favorite person on this whole planet.
Oh, you're mine.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you too.
Okay, bye. Talking to normal people.